Hey everybody, this is Friday.
Woo-hoo! That is our jingle. If you're new to listening to us.
Yeah, as my brother would say, y'all need to get a life. And this is Scott, which is me, mm-hmm. and with my lovely wife, Teresa. Mm-hmm. And we pray, first of all, that you have a great weekend coming up. Mm-hmm. And we'd love for you to pray about a church to go to. And man, just enjoy this weekend.
That's right.
Yeah.
So listen, we want to. It's a fun month.
It is.
It's fun. Lots of good things to do.
Well, we want to go ahead and read the topic to you, and so you can get started on your weekend.
Okay. Ready now?
Yeah.
Okay. When beginning again today, the grip that sin has over you loses its power when you starve your fleshly desires.
Mm.
Your concern to live your life for Christ gets stronger, and He will help you do His will. So that's what's so great. That's so great, but there's always a condition when you starve your fleshly desires, okay? That's when the sin will lose its grip on you. But, like we just said, you're not alone. God is there to help you do His will. Why? Because that's what He wants you to do.
That's right. You know, and we back this up with 1 Peter chapter 4, 1 through 3. So then, since Christ suffered physical pain, you must arm yourselves with the same attitude He had and be ready to suffer too. For if you have suffered physically for Christ, you have finished with sin. You're finished with it.
Done. It's over.
You won't spend the rest of your lives chasing your own desires, but you will be anxious to do the will of God. You have had enough in the past of the evil things that godless people enjoy. Their immorality and lust. Their feasting and drunkenness and wild parties.
Mm-hmm.
And their terrible worship of idols.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can relate to that.
Well, we can. And we thought because it is Friday, there's lots of partying going on in the weekend. There's going to be lots of partying and things going on this month, actually.
Yeah.
Even though we said there's a lot of good things, you know, going on, there's also going to be a lot of setups. And we want to help you be on guard.
Well,
for these kinds of things,
go ahead.
You know, it can just that it's tough, Scott.
Yeah, well, I want to read verse 4 too in chapter 4. Of course, your former friends are surprised when you no longer plunge into the flood of wild and destructive things they do. So they slander you.
Yep.
Wow. I tell you, that's so true.
From experience?
I'm speaking from experience. I mean, man, when I gave my life to Christ and surrendered my life to Him, it completely changed me, completely, you know. And the guys I used to hang out with and do things that I should not have been doing, they weren't my friends anymore, not by my choice. Mm-hmm. I still wanted to be their friend because I wanted to be a light to shine with them.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them stood by me. You know what? Some of them are Christians now.
Yeah.
But there are some that, you know, said, oh, well, he's not going to party with me anymore. Or he's not going to drink with me anymore. So I'm going to go ahead and just find another friend. And it hurt, you know. But you know what, though? That's okay. You know? Because I got Jesus, man. You know? And sometimes we will. We'll lose our friends sometimes. You know, not all of them, but some of them will walk away from us. But, you know, is that a true friend?
Hmm.
No. You have to accept people. Like, what does Christ tell us? We have to accept people for who they are.
We can hate what they're doing, but we love them.
You know, you can't judge people, you know? I mean, like I said, I've got some friends that are not believers.
Mm-hmm.
And I love them, you know, because that's what Christ did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everyone who was on earth was not a believer in Christ when he was on earth at one time, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, it was their choice to start believing in him.
That's it.
But Jesus loved him anyway.
He did.
The woman at the well. Been married 5 times and living with another guy. Well, did Jesus judge her? No. He loved her. It blew her away, man. Blew her away so much she ran away from the well screaming and yelling, the Messiah, the Messiah. He knew my past and he still loves me.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Right.
Awesome.
You know, and it can be big things in our life, or it could be something as, I hear this all the time, I get addicted to my Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
I'm addicted to going back in there and checking it. I'm addicted to looking at my phone however many times. Well, let's just start right there. God doesn't want you checking your Facebook page more than you are thinking about what He's doing in your life, or wants you to do that day.
Yeah.
So when you can just start there and say, I'm, you know, God help me with your power and with your help, I can go in there and not keep giving into this because it's becoming an idol to me. I'm thinking about it more than what I need to be doing to please you today.
That's right.
Start there. And that is a huge problem. It's huge. It is huge.
Yeah.
So all the way from something that seems as silly as that, it takes your focus off the Lord and what He has for you. Okay.
Yeah.
All the way to addictions such as substance, such as wrong relationships, such of all those things. And we know how difficult it is to turn from that. But see, that's just it. Not with God's help, not with His power in you. And when His power becomes in you, when you're filled with His Holy Spirit, you have these checks inside of you now.
Yeah.
See, and then you become grieved, where you're grieving His Spirit, and you feel that. That's what you're feeling now.
Yeah.
It's not the guilty conscience that I'm talking about. I'm talking about grieving the Holy Spirit. And I know what that feels like, and I don't like that feeling.
No.
And so, anyway, based upon wherever you are in your life, the more by calling on His power when you have the Holy Spirit in you, because you're still going to be tempted, you're still going to fall. But now you have that power within you to call on to help you make
thank goodness.
Turn and keep going in the direction that He has for you,
and
which is a brand new life with things being in color again.
Yeah, and you're still going to make mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean... We make them, let me think for a second, every day, you know, but the grip of sin, it doesn't have power over us anymore.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. As long as we tap into what Jesus tells us to.
That's it.
But you know what? Our message, you know, sometimes it won't be accepted by the masses.
Mm-hmm.
Our new lifestyle may not be accepted. But I'm going to say something kind of harsh right here. But the people on the highway to hell won't eagerly restrict themselves to the clearly defined steps on the road to Jesus.
That's it.
But for those who do listen, our story could be the difference between life and death for them.
That's it.
That's it, man. That's it. I mean, your testimony, you know, what does it say in Revelation 12?
You overcame.
We overcome with the blood of the Lamb.
The power of
and the power
testimony.
Of your testimony. You know, where'd you come from? You know what? I'll tell you where I came from, but that's not who I am today.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're called to follow Christ's example of self-control.
Yeah.
And you're like, but I'm not Jesus. Well, resisting the sinful pleasures that come our way is what we're talking about. And instead, focusing your energy on living according to God's will. Okay. What's listed here in this particular chapter that you read to us, honey, talks about how these sins can exert incredible power over us when that's all we think about, when that's the focus of our thoughts, like I was talking about, when that's all you're thinking about. It has power over you.
It does.
Because you allow it to break free from an addiction, you know, addictive lifestyle. We've got to cut ourselves off, like you talked about earlier, sometimes, honey, from maybe some people and past practices, and adjust our relationships. And those are not easy to do.
No, they're not.
But how do you want to live, you know?
Yeah.
To just say no alone won't set you free. It won't. And that phrase is out there, just say no. Well, it takes more than that, people. Sorry.
Yeah.
You also need to say yes to God and redirect your energy into beginning again, and eventually, hopefully, the beginning again of those around you.
Yeah.
Like you just said, other people. It could be a matter of life or death for them.
Yeah, that's right.
You know? But you're not alone. Don't have to do this by yourself. If you have given your life to Christ, you have the Holy Spirit power in you.
Yeah.
That's how. And you said it. You're still going to mess up, but you know what? His mercies are new every day.
That's right. And one way you really get strength from Jesus is when someone asks you. Maybe you're someone from your former life, or maybe you see him, you haven't seen him in a long time, and you go, hey, man, you know, we're going to have a drink or something, or hey, you want to go to this party? And what are you going to say? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I've got something going on that night. I really can't go. I remember a buddy of mine. I've been saved probably about 5 months. And he called me up and said, hey, dude, we got a great party to go to, man, in downtown Dallas. And it's a private party. And it'd be a lot of, you know, drinking and whatever going on. Do you want to go? Now, I could have said, you know what, man, I got to work. I can't, you know. But the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, here's your chance. Mm. So I told him, you know what, man? I love you. You're a good friend. You've been a good friend of mine for years. But I've given my life to Jesus. And I just can't do that anymore.
Right. Awesome.
I said, but I still want to continue to be your friend. Mm. Now, it's your choice if you want to be mine.
Right.
You know what, though? This guy ended up still being my friend. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, he died 3 years later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Greg.
I spoke at his funeral. Mm-hmm. But you know what? He never judged me. Mm-hmm. And I never judged him.
He was very sick.
Yes.
Very sick.
But you know what? The road to hell is broad. But the road to heaven is very, very narrow. And you really think about it, it's for a few. Mm-hmm. The ones who really accept him and want him in your life. Do you want him in your life? He sure wants you and yours and his. Jesus came here for no other reason than to die for you so you can give your life to him. Now, when we said in the podcast, you want to live a long life? Well, you give your life to Jesus, you're going to live a long life because this is just a blink on earth. But eternity, that's forever. Now, that is what I call living a long life. Mm-hmm. Have you given your life to Jesus? If you never have, man, we encourage you today, please do that. You might be thinking, you know, when I was 13, I walked the aisle and I said the sinner's prayer. Did you say it from your heart? Did you really mean it? And man, we're not condemning you. It is what it is. But did you mean it? Well, today is your chance and your opportunity to come to know Jesus. So if you would please pray this prayer with us and know that you're saved. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Jesus, I know you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of that cross, you say my sins are forgiven if I ask you from a sincere heart. Lord Jesus, please come into my life and forgive me of my sins. Lord, today I want to start living that long life with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Mm-hmm. Well, thank y'all so much. And man, this has been I really enjoyed this podcast. Yeah. We pray that y'all did as well.
Well, have a fabulous weekend.
Yeah.
Did you encourage them to go to church?
Yes, I did. Okay. At the beginning of the podcast.
I got sidetracked by all the lights over here.
I did.
Okay. Well, that's all we've got to say then.
That's right. Have a wonderful weekend.
And keep living it up until we talk to you on Monday.
And while beginning again.
Bye.